Peter Welch is a congressman from Vermont. He's at large, meaning there's only one of them. There are two United States senators, something that always tickles me, and one representative. That makes you more important than those guys, right?
Don't get me in that fight. You know, we work together real well.
Yeah, I know you
but,
do.
It's two against one. But they're pretty, you know what? Those guys are fantastic. I mean, Bernie Sanders, just think of what he's done and how he's helped change the party. And, of course, Patrick Leahy is the dean of the Senate, and he is able to do a lot for Vermont. And I'm in the House, and we're a good team. So we don't argue about who's the most powerful.
Well, I do only
I'm
to
the
make
most
it.
Lonely.
I do only to make. Yeah, that's funny. Only to make it, you know, more interesting.
Right.
Don't you see? Let me talk to you about the Russian investigation, James Comey's firing. You can parse this any way you want. That's the question.
There's a very disturbing pattern. And we've got to get to the bottom of it. And it's such a disturbing pattern that we now have a special counsel who's been appointed just 100 days into President Trump's administration. So that is a very, very serious issue. I mean, what we've seen and what we know is that the president himself told Lester Holt of NBC that part of the reason he fired Comey was to put an end to this Russian investigation. He calls it fake news, but on the other hand, what's the big deal? Why does he say it was to quell the investigation?
And asking for his personal loyalty, isn't that disturbing? The head of the
very
FBI?
Very disturbing. The law enforcement officer has an independent obligation to be loyal to the Constitution. And the chief executive has an obligation to be enforcing the law, not suppressing investigations. And we've also received information in the press that the president asked his the National Security Advisor to and others to push back and deny that there was anything to the Russian investigation. So you've got clear indications of a pattern there where President Trump has his fingerprints over efforts to suppress, derail, divert the investigation into ties that may have existed between members of his campaign and Russia.
Now, I know, Peter Welch, that you have frequently reached across the aisle to do business with the Republicans when they can help get something done. After
That's
all, they are the majority party, right? So,
That's right.
So I have a question for you, and I hope you can give us a sense of this without betraying any particular confidences. Are people in the House on the Republican side getting a little uncomfortable about all this?
Well, they are, and you're seeing them start to move away from supporting just an open-ended support of the president. There's two things that my Republican colleagues have expressed to me. Number one, and frankly, this to me is extremely important, they're frustrated that there's a five-alarm fire every day at the White House so that the White House doesn't have the bandwidth to engage in policy efforts. And that's a big concern for a lot of Republicans. They acknowledge, hey, we've got the presidency, we've got the majority in the House and the Senate, and it's our moment to be able to pursue our policies. Now, oftentimes these are policies I'm not for, but they're not even getting an opportunity to work with the White House because the White House is concerned with the Russian investigation or the latest tweet of the president. So that's a concern. The second concern is this apprehension of where this Russian investigation goes. Because there is just explicit conduct on the part of the president that causes them to worry as to what will be found when this investigation is completed.
Is there a point at which country comes before, with some of these folks, comes before re-election? I mean, that's not inartfully put, but, you know, it's what I keep thinking. As his numbers go down, if they go into the 20s, will these people be running for the hills?
The lower the president's popularity is, the more members of Congress move away. That's always been the case. It's like a law of politics, and it's why a lot of the folks are concerned. It's both President Trump's record low approval rating at this point in a presidency is very weakening of them being able to do their agenda. Now, so that's a concern for them. And then second, I think all of us hope that when it comes to a real fundamental decision about the Constitution, all of us hope that we would do the right thing, and we'll see. You know, in the Watergate era, you had some Republicans who, you, Scott, Howard Baker, you had that just stood up, and history is treating them very kindly because
sure.
they put the Constitution first. We don't know where we're at yet. The special investigator with Mr. Mueller has given some people, I think, confidence that we've got a highly respected person who we have confidence will get to the bottom of it, won't be pushed around politically, and is going to go where the facts take him. So that's quite a thing. It's lowered the temperature level here a bit because there's confidence that Mr. Mueller is the right person to do this job. The investigations in the Intelligence Committee and possibly the Oversight Committee on which I serve will continue.
What makes us think that the president, when confronted with a very scary scenario for his own removal, perhaps, won't fire Mueller, too? I mean, it's been done before.
We don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're now into the area of speculation, but that...
Yes, I am.
Archibald Cox territory of the,
sure.
the Saturday Night Massacre.
Well, but he did fire Comey.
He
did fire Comey.
He did fire Comey, and I think it's proven to be a very unwise decision. You know, the president thought that would be a popular decision because, in fact, Comey really did blunder when
yes.
he injected himself into the campaign. But the reason for the firing wasn't how he handled the Clinton tapes. I mean, that obviously worked to the benefit of President Trump. It was that he was pursuing this investigation on Russia.
But everybody thought it was a laugher when they said the reason they were firing Comey was because of Hillary Clinton, who he was yelling "lock her up" for in his campaign.
That's right. People thought it was a laugher, but it was a serious situation, and it clearly appears to have been related to the Russia investigation. So, I mean, that's a credibility issue. You know, you're president, you're the leader of any organization, but particularly the presidency, what you need more than anything else to persuade and to succeed is trust and credibility. So it's unwise, in my view, to squander that. I fear that's clearly is happening. I mean, that's the scene in the low approval rating that President Trump has at the moment.
I only got a minute, but I want to ask you something, Peter Welch. Can the president of the United States pardon himself?
No, I hope not.
But can he? You think it's
legal?
I don't know.
There's
a lot of speculation about that.
My view is no. Nobody is above the law, including the president of the United States. So I don't know what the lawyers would say, but I know what my conscience would say, and that is if you commit a crime, you have to pay the price. And that's whether you're a member of Congress, you're a radio person, or you're president of the United States.
That's comforting. We've been talking to Congressman Peter Welch, a Democrat of Vermont, the only congressman. There are two senators, one congressman. They've got them outnumbered. Anyway, Peter, thank you so much for being with us. And when we come back, we'll find something else to talk about.
Thanks, Alan.